Thank you, Mike. That was beautiful. Penny, thank you for that beautiful slide. That was wonderful. So greetings, everybody. You all know I'm Joanne. Well, I know there's a new name down there, Susan Grab. Welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living, especially if this is your first time. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. Faith. My inner light grows brighter through faith. Pulling back a curtain in a dark room will drive the darkness out and flood the space with light. I remember this at those times when my life feels dark. I have the power to live from faith, which brings me out of spiritual darkness. Faith helps me believe that even when I can't see it, the light of God is always shining. Little by little, my awareness of God grows increasingly brighter until I perceive the divine everywhere. I am a spiritual being inseparable from God. I place my faith in this truth and drive out the darkness of fear and doubt that may have caused me to shrink from the fullness of life. Shining my light in the world, I inspire those around me to grow brighter with faith. And from John 12:46, I have come as light unto the world, so that everyone who believes in me shall not remain in the darkness. Now, Mike and Karen will lead us in surely the presence.
Surely the presence of God's love, is in this place. I can feel the power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thanks, Karen and Mike. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in our welcoming song, It's a Special Day.
Something is occurring, something new is stirring, something of the Spirit blesses me today. Energies are swarming, totally transforming, something of the Spirit blesses me today. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. Knowledge is provided. I am being guided. Something of the Spirit blesses me with light. I have perfect leading to the good I'm needing. Something of the Spirit blesses me with light. It's a special day. It's a special day.
I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. I accept my blessing. Through it I'm expressing something of the Spirit, gloriously good. Every trouble ceases, all my joy increases. Something of the Spirit blesses me with good. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day. It's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way.
You're muted, Joanne.
There I am. That was a fun song. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
And now it's time to greet your neighbor. Since we're on Zoom, you're going to have to all wave. I see D'Erica. Oh, I don't see D'Erica, but hi, D'Erica. You can unmute and say hi. And
season greetings.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Likewise. Love and light.
Thank you. And Susan Grab, don't know who you are, but you could unmute and say hi. And Jerry, where's your new camera?
Oh, Jerry's got a new camera. Let's see it.
he's muted. You're muted, Jerry.
Susan is Karen's mom from New York.
Oh, hi, Susan. Karen's mom from New York. Okay, welcome, welcome. Okay. All right, time for announcements. Our annual board meeting is January 9th. We will decide where the outreach funds go for 2022. We'll also elect board members for the vacancies. Right now, the current nominees are Jerry Kaya as a board member, Hallie Bailey as a board member, and Irene Ward as an alternate board member. And any other announcements? Anybody want to raise a hand for announcement? I'll look and see. Susan has an announcement.
We have 5 opportunities for readers for these next few weeks. All the weeks in January, as a matter of fact. So we need someone for next week and the 4 successive weeks. Yay, Joanne.
Okay. We'll get you some more.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, and Eileen has an announcement.
All right. So here at the church, and we've got a couple of Christmas cards that came in. So we've got this lovely one, Star of Wonder, wishing you all the blessings of peace, love, and joy at Christmas. And this says, I'm so grateful for the love and light from this community, heart Irene. So we have a card from Irene. And we have this lovely one. It says, peace on earth. Goodwill and gladness to you at the holidays and always, sent with love from Miss Hildy.
Oh.
So just sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Any more announcements? Nope. Okay. Then let's do the unity statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now let's do the song of joy. I am free, I am unlimited, so be it.
All right. You can see me now. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. And we truly are free and unlimited. Only thing that limits us is our own beliefs. So we're going to do the burning bowl to help release some of those old beliefs that no longer serve us. So let me read you what Unity has to say about burning bowls. Anytime you want to clear out unwanted memories and conditions from your life, a burning bowl ritual offers a sacred and powerful way to release negativity. The goal of the burning bowl ritual is to make space for new beginnings. It can be done at any place, at home, alone, or in a gathering with others. In January, Unity invites all to join in non-denominational burning bowl ceremony as an alternative to setting resolutions for the new year. Anyone can submit a release in advance, and I put that link in to the email I sent out. You can click on that link and fill in your submission for Unity. But we're going to do our own here. So for centuries, Indigenous groups used smoke as a symbol of their thoughts and prayers rising to the Great Spirit. Engaged couples have also released the past in a burning bowl before taking their vows. Whatever the circumstances, the purpose of the ceremony is to shift consciousness. It's about becoming still, naming what you want to release and letting it go. So how does it work? You can start by bringing to mind what it is you need to release. Let the feelings come to you. Then on a piece of paper, or the one that I sent, the one that we traditionally use at the church, the burn, but you can write your own, for goodness sakes. Write down what you want to release. Letting go begins the moment you put the pen to paper. In your conscious awareness, that begins the activation of the release of problems, thoughts, and things from your life. So now we can, let's see if I can get my, I'm going to burn here, hopefully not down my computer. I don't advise you putting it on your computer at home, but for the sake of today, I will put this on here. So today, I release what I do not want. I let go and let God do the work in this sacred experience. In this, I am healed and renewed. I open my heart. Smoke, smoke, smoke everywhere. There we go. I open my heart to love. I am blessed with peace, joy, and harmony. Once the paper is burned and cooled, you may choose to scatter or blow the ashes into the wind or pour them into a body of water away from your property. And then the next good part we're going to be doing later on, well, the next part of this will be to, it's a good time to consider the future, set aside some time to journal, visualize what you want to take the place of what's been released. What do you want to experience in life now? And how do you want it to take shape? And Eileen will be doing the white stone ceremony about that in a little bit. So I'm going to put my vein bowl over here. And the reading this morning will be by Tom.
Good morning, everyone. This is called Tidings of Great Joy by Reverend Mark Fuss. It's from the 2016 Unity Advent booklet, The Wonder of Christmas. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." And that was, of course, from Luke 2:10. As I reread the Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke, the verse came alive to me. I think of the angels throughout my life who have come bringing tidings of great joy. They are friends, family members, and even strangers who have brought light to dark times in my life. These angels saw through my fears to the light in me and called me higher. Charles Fillmore wrote in The Revealing Word that an angel is a messenger of God, the word of truth, helping us overcome all limited beliefs and conditions. My angels are those who have called me out of my fears, whether a dark hole I dug for myself or a situation that made me feel less than whole. "Fear not," they said, "I'm here to remind you how much you are truly loved." This Christmas, ask yourself, who are the angels in my life bringing me tidings of great joy, who see the truth of my being and love me unconditionally? Where in my life is fear clouding my sight? What limiting thought or belief is keeping me from experiencing great joy? In the hustle and bustle of the season, it can be easy to listen to the subtle whispers of fear. Not enough, not loved, not enough, not loved. Listen instead to the angels in your life bringing tidings of great joy. They are here to remind you, you are enough, you are loved, you are light. From the song by David Ault, "I'm here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you wake to all the wonder that you are. I long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. I'm here to remind you of how much you're truly loved." And who will you be an angel for this Christmas? Who will you remind saying, "Fear not, I bring you tidings of great joy"? The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. And that's Luke 2:20.
Thank you very much, Tom. And oh, FYI, everybody, Penny and I, on behalf of Unity, took some Christmas presents to four people this week in under Unity's name. So thank you for all your generous donations to helping with that. Now we're going to do the meditation song. Mike's going to hurry back. And here's Mike and Karen.
Shadows shall not cross.
friends and cast your hopes into the fire as it snows. Stare at God through the dark windows of the longest night of the year.
Song. Thank you. All right, now let's all join together in the affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I'm at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. And this is the fourth Sunday, so we'll be doing the progressive Lord's Prayer. Our Creator who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. Amen. And now the Alleluia.
Alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
promised. Now it's time to project what you want for the new year with the White Stone Ceremony with Eileen.
All right, so before I get started with that, the view looking out the windows from the sanctuary is pretty phenomenal. I gotta tell you, the Christmas tree is lit up, the snow's a flurrying out there. It's pretty great, even if I am alone. It's pretty great. All right, so hopefully everybody has some kind of a stone or something that they're going to hold with them through this year. Here we go. During the burning bowl ceremony, we've had the experience of releasing that which no longer serves us. And now we will celebrate the White Stone Ceremony. I wrote mine down. I'm going to burn it later, but I wrote it down. Thank you, Joanne. In Unity, we use the White Stone Ceremony to indicate our freedom from the past and as an opportunity to claim the new name given by our higher self, which is symbolic of an inspired focus for the upcoming year. Historically, during the time of the Roman Empire, when you were released from prison, you were given a white stone. We read in Revelation 2:17, "Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." You were to carry that stone with you everywhere you went. Everybody knew that if you had the white stone with you, not only were you free, but you had a clean slate. You were able to begin anew. Also, carrying the stone gave you all the benefits of being a Roman citizen, including protection by the Roman army, which was no small thing. Charles Fillmore, Unity co-founder, says in this passage, the white stone is faith, the rock of Peter upon which the church is built. He said, "Our consciousness is established in faith in God, a rock foundation, a sure, everlasting place." We use the white stone to symbolize that we can leave behind whatever personal prison we may have created for ourselves. This ceremony is an opportunity to start the new year fresh with no unnecessary personal baggage. This is the day when we set our intentions for the rest of the year. This isn't about resolutions, because in the White Stone Ceremony, we don't make a list. Usually, we come up with one or two words which represent the changes we wish to make or what we want to see expressing in our experience. In this opportunity today, we are allowing Spirit to give us a new name, a new thought, a new idea, a symbol, perhaps a theme for this coming year. We can reshape our lives by what we call ourselves. So I invite you to consider the following questions. Am I willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me some information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year? Am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and new freedom? Am I willing to acknowledge that this is the year that the deepest yearnings of my heart really can manifest, and that I am really worthy and deserving of God's richest blessings? Now, let's meditate together. Place anything you are holding aside. Place your feet on the floor, sit tall, and relax. If you are comfortable, close your eyes and let's take two deep breaths together. Relax and continue to breathe deeply. Affirm to yourself that you are made in the image of God and that God intends for you only good. Affirm to yourself gently, I am free, I am unlimited. I am open to the possibilities that Spirit lays before me, and I face any challenges with enthusiasm and faith, knowing that I move forward on the path that God intended for me. I allow myself to release any fears and limitations that have previously held me prisoner. I release any negative beliefs about how to live my life and what I am capable of. Imagine yourself stepping out of a prison. You are now filled with light, joy, and enthusiasm. Feel that you are now free to express your highest self and live your highest good. Imagine your white stone and know that Spirit is now going to give you your new name for the coming year. Give your ego a few minutes off and let that divine holy self in you come through. Let yourself relax and let the name gently come to you. The name that affirms your highest intention and all that you are meant to be and express in the coming year. When you are ready, open your eyes. I invite you now to pick up that stone and hold it in your hand. This stone represents a clean slate, a fresh beginning, no matter what last year was like. God's love is like that. Revelations 21:5 says, "Behold, I make all things new." When you are ready, write your word, your new name, on your white stone. Put the stone where you will see it every day or carry it in your pocket. You might write the date on the back of your stone and keep it on your personal altar to see your growth over the year. Blessings and joy to you as you move forward with your new name into a life of enthusiasm and love.
Thank you very much, Eileen. Wonderful, wonderful. And let's see, I think everybody here probably has a stone, but if you don't, Tom put some stones in the planter at the church. Get your snowshoes on and go get yourself one. All right, well, it's time for our offering. We aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, and we want to thank everyone who's donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. We also thank you all for the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. So let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. It's a wonderful time to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing that all is in divine order. Amen. Now the prayer pretends to say this together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. So feel free to turn on gallery view so you can see us all singing. Thanks to all who make our Sunday service possible. And now Karen and Mike will, I will mute and they will unmute.
All right.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be with God.
All right. So please stay with us if you want to share in fellowship. Next Sunday will be Dr. Daria leading us into the new year.